Bienvenidos una semana más a esta sección de Ópera Judaica. En esta ocasión, no obstante, no haremos caso al título y presentaremos una obra lírica, pero no escénica, un oratorio dramático de Franz Waxman llamado Joshua. Fue compuesto en 1959 en homenaje a su esposa recientemente fallecida, mientras Waxman trabajaba con el libretista James Forsyth en la preparación de una ópera, Dr. Jekyll. A pesar del éxito de su estreno, la obra quedó relegada hasta que fue grabada en 2006 a instancias de la Fundación Aaron Copland, con James Sedaris al frente de la Filarmónica y el Coro de Praga, con las voces solistas de Anne Hallenberg como Rahab, la prostituta de Jericó, y Rodney Gilfry en el doble papel de Josué y Moisés, además de la narración de Maximilian Schell. Franz Waxman es conocido por sus bandas sonoras para películas de los años 30, 40 y 50, como La novia de Frankenstein, El crepúsculo de los dioses, Rebeca o Vidas borrascosas. Los dejamos con el oratorio Joshua.
The sun was fading in the west, and the sun was as Moses. Thus stood time, and thus stood Israel in her 12 tribes. The wilderness wearily at her back, and before her, gleaming in the sun, the river Jordan, the river between this people and their promised land. But Moses was old, and God had said, Thou shalt not cross Jordan. Thou shalt go and mount the mount that is named Nebo, and see the land, and, like the sun, die. But with your new morning, Joshua, Joshua, the son of Nun, he shall go over that river Joshua shall go, leading Israel, and the Lord leading him.
But with your new morning, Joshua.
Moses faced his people, preparing to go up the mountain which looks towards Jericho, and speaking in the voice of a man fulfilled and called by God to his high home, he cried, "Be strong."
Thank you.
And in the plains of Moab the people wept, because Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, was borne down through the hosts to his burial place. And the children of Israel mourned him, and, weeping, promised to keep his law. Then the people turned to Joshua and promised. The people promised.
Joshua! 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 Son of God, is gone! Your best is Moses, so be good!
And Joshua set aside all the wives, and all the old and the little ones, set them safely in the quiet valleys where the wind from the wilderness had whispered through the white hairs of Moses. And for many sons, the men of the hosts of the tribes prepared. And Joshua sent over the Jordan two men, spy the far side and to enter into Jericho, and all watched westward night and day. Then in one night, as darkness fell, the two returned with this tale to tell.
In all the land of promise there is fear at what our Lord has done to show his strength through Moses. In Jericho we found a lodging in the walls, in the house of a harlot, where strangers go and no one knows it. But the fearful king called out all strangers, and we were hid by the harlot, up on the height of the wall of the roof of her house, where the flax is dried. And she foiled the searchers, saying that we have gone out from the city towards the fords. And they raced for the river.
Yeah.
Jericho, she shed all shame. cord of red was tied to her window in the wall, to tell the warriors when they come. This house is ours, spare all within.
And Joshua took their pact upon himself and pondered and planned and prayed. Then unto the people Joshua cried aloud,
"Sanctify yourselves! Tomorrow the Lord will awake great wonders among men."
And truly, on that morrow, those bearing the ark walked dry shod upon the dry bed of the river Jordan. Thus did God with Joshua at Jordan, as he had done with Moses, where the Red Sea ran against Egypt, and the hosts followed after to the far shore. The hosts of Israel encamped before Jericho. But the walls were so massive and the gates so great that Joshua knew perplexity.
Idols be brought low, all his idols be brought low. Oh, lighten, God, this perplexity.
Then Joshua lifted up his eyes, for the light of God's light shone upon a man in shining armor, standing high above kneeling Joshua. "Rise, I am he who is captain of the hosts of heaven." So said the man, and then said he, "Thus shall the city fall. All the might of your men of war shall march about her once a day, and the days shall be 6, and the priests shall be 7, and the 7 priests shall bear before ye the ark of the covenant, and they shall call with their 7 trumpets encircling that wall. But upon the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times with the tread of the feet of the whole dread host. And on that day all the trumpets shall blow. And when the last long blast is blown, then shall the host all shout a great shout. And the ancient walls that ye have compassed about shall tremble, crumble, and fall down. Thus to Joshua was the way shown, and thus did he command his wandering men and his perplexed priests. So, on the first day, the people of Jericho heard with dread the daily and unrelenting tread of Israel's thousands. For it had begun, and in the window of Rahab the cord, which was red, trembled in the morning sun while Rahab prayed.
Thank you. Shout! For the Lord has given you the city! The Lord has given you Jericho! Go up, every man, before ye! The Lord has given you Jericho!
Shout! For the Lord has given you the city!
Thank you.
Jericho, amid her ruined walls, lay as a heap upon a hill, smoldering. And the land grew still. But among the stricken cities, terror reigned. Israel's Jehovah having said, all these cities. But the city of Gibeon tried a sly trick, sending ambassadors dressed as if they had come from a far country to make common cause with Israel. So Joshua received them, saying,
do we know from where these people come?
And they answered, look at our shoes. They are worn away. We come from a far country.
Of our God then be, and keep ye safe. But if you lie, our bondmen be ye, and never free. Of Israel's
and it came to pass by the third day their lie was discovered. Yet Joshua let them live, for he had sworn an oath. But he bound Gibeon's people to serve Israel as carriers of water and hewers of wood. Thus Gibeon was taken, but no bloodshed. Therefore her five neighbor kings from Jerusalem to Hebron now conspire to launch their legions on Gibeon because she made peace with Israel. And they besieged Gibeon,
whose spies ran to Joshua's camp, crying, crying, come, come.
Come, all the hosts of the mountain cities, Jerusalem will seek thee here.
And straight away, Joshua roused the hosts, so that all through that weary night, Israel's warriors trod the highways which led up to Gibeon, where about her walls the whole might of Jerusalem and her sister cities slept. But the weary, unsleeping watchmen's calls awaked their camps to the alarms of war. Until the sinking of the sun, until the arising of the moon, the battle swayed. Joshua stood and cried to the heavens, "Sun, stand thou still."
Sun, stand thou still.
Stand.
And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. And though never since the world began had the heavens hearkened unto a man, they ceased their gyrations. And he made an end of heaven's vengeance upon one land, and, as the five kings in terror fled from before Gibeon, there rained from a cloud such a hail of hailstones that on that day there lay, drummed dead to the dust, more men than all the arrows of Israel had slain. And that cloud, and all the clouds of war, withdrew from all the cities. Yeah? All the cities. So Joshua, preparing to apportion the land, called his children to the tents of Shiloh, and they came in awe, and they listened in awe. By the tent of the tabernacle at Shiloh, as Joshua spoke,
"The Lord has given you all the land, possess this land in peace. The Lord has given you rest about, and the land subdued.
Thank you.
cities grew in peace. The cities of all the tribes grew. The cities of refuge sprang up anew. The cities of the priests. And Joshua, in his own city on Ephraim, grew old in peace. Selah. But creation claims all. And Joshua knew the call of death. So he came to the tree, to Shechem, to the peaceful people, to say, "This day I'm going the way of the earth, dust to dust."
This day I am going the way of all the of the people of this land. Cleave still to your God, or by God's hand, confusion will fall like sand from the sky. Or thorns in the dark thrust into your eyes from unseen thickets.
Also, by the ruins of Jericho, though old and stricken, raised up her voice. And in Shechem was a great stone set up as witness that the law was left with these people. And under the oak, these were the last words Joshua spoke to all Israel.
Israel! Israel!
The Lord has given you a land for which you did not labor, and ye sleep in cities ye did not build. Ye pick of vineyards for whose yield ye gave no gift, for all this land is the gift of God. With the sword and bow, but by the rule of the rod of God, were these cities made thine.
Let his people depart, every man to his inheritance, and in the land of promise. Joshua, the son of Nun, returned to Mount Ephraim to die in the Lord.
of joy.